Blog Talk Radio.
To live is mere existence. To learn is a choice. Learning produces life. Life seeks to give love. And real love has reason to last. It's your life. Choose it. Just as it is. Own it. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Change it. As long as you can breathe and learn, it can get better.
Well, good day, good people, and welcome to Grown Zone Radio. It is Saturday, June 20th, 2015, and I'm coming to you live from New York City. My name is Zara Green. I'm your host, and I usually have a co-host, Alfred Edmond Jr., but he's away on business today, so he could not join us. But we are going to have a phenomenal show anyhow. So, this show, y'all, we missed last week because we were at the film festival. We met so many people there. It was so great it's always good to meet people offline that we've met online. And I know that we're welcoming a lot of you here today, and you're so, so welcome. Those of you who, our list is growing incredibly. So I almost don't know where people are coming from anymore. If they come directly to our site, I'm not always certain. You know, we've got ways of finding out in other places. But for those of you who have shown up because you have just heard of the Grown Zone, you want to learn more, I want to say welcome. The Grown Zone started as a Twitter page that has become an army. We don't create movements. You know, individuals don't create movements. Individuals just follow passion, and people create movements. So the Grown Zone is a movement because of all of you, and we just want to say a huge, huge thank you for that. All right? Okay, so this week, this is really my love, y'all. For those of you who've been tapped in, you know that I'm always screaming personal growth. There is no more important learning. So what I want to talk about today is what personal growth is and why it matters more than your professional life. Not just your professional life, but any other kind of learning. So don't make the mistake of considering personal growth as a soft skill, as it's often referred to, as many call it, because it is the foundation to sustaining every good that you desire. That's money, because I know a whole lot of you go out and work really hard because you think the more money you get, the easier things are going to be for you, and the money is going to afford you to be able to buy all the things you think you're missing. And I'm telling you that money will ease financial issues, but it will not ease any emotional pains. And we are usually driven by emotional stuff. See, nobody really likes to talk about this. We want to believe, and a whole bunch of people have bought the lie, that if I just get more and more education, if I just learn more and more about how to get more things and to increase in the barometer of the world's success, then I will be better as an individual. I will be better as a person, and my life will be better. And I am not telling you don't keep doing those things. Those things have a level of importance as well, but they are not more important than personal growth. So what I'm going to focus on in this 30 minutes that we have, or 25 now, is learning, healing, and growing. Okay? Learning, healing, and growing. Because if you go to ZaraGreen.com right now, which is being revamped, it's only the main page right now, but that is my focus. My focus is on those three things: learn, heal, and grow. And in that order, because a lot of people want to skip steps. You can't skip steps. You learn more so that you can heal all the crap that has happened, is happening, put it in proper perspective so that you can grow and repeat the process. Because the more you learn, the more you grow, and the more you increase your capacity to love, which is the only reason we're here. That was a lot, I know. That was a mouthful. That's why these are on demand, and you can go back and listen to them. So here we go. The first thing I want to do is talk to you about the ways that we grow. We grow in three ways: physically, mentally, and emotionally. Physically, keep living. That's all you got to do. Live, breathe, drink water, and eat a little food every now and then. And you will grow physically. You will you come here as an infant. You don't remain an infant. You go through stages of growth. So you're an infant, then you're a toddler, then you're a little person, whatever that other one is. Then you're a tween, then you're an adult. And in the grown zone, we continue to tell you that adulthood is not the final stage. So we want to keep growing. And that's what this learn, heal, and grow is about. Because that's when you start to recognize that adulthood is not the final stage. In fact, that is when issues tend to compound, because you become responsible for you. You become responsible for self. You are not anybody else's responsibility, and therefore, you then have to learn this other word. It's called accountability. You have to be accountable for your every thought, every action, because they all produce reactions, your behaviors, how you feel, all of that stuff becomes your absolute responsibility. I'm going to tell you a little secret, though. It's your responsibility from the moment you get here. But whether or not you know that just depends on the training you get. But after you turn 18 and nobody else is responsible for you, then if you haven't been taught that, then the world compounds on you like nobody's business. So let's go back to how you grow. You grow in three ways. Physically, just eat. It's going to happen. Mentally. Now, this is the one that trips people up. It trips people up because, first of all, you're going to learn something, even if it's not a formal kind of learning, even if you didn't go to school. Most of us go to some kind of school, even if it's homeschooling. And so you're going to learn things in order to know how to operate in the world. You're going to learn to read. You're going to learn to write. You're going to learn to count, so that you count your money. That's important, which is why most of you are going to school anyway. To learn how to make more money so you can count more money and make some more money. So mentally, you're going to learn whether it's intentional or not. Now, let's talk a little bit about this intentional learning. Many people take up a trade even if they don't go to a four-year university. You're going to learn some kind of mechanics or a plumbing or learn how to type, so that you can do some administrative stuff. People take different paths on this intentional learning. There are some people who get so fixed on a path that they are that they get levels of degrees. So you take doctors, medical doctors, and I like to use this because it's a lot of schooling. Medical doctors or those who are practicing psychiatry, then those in order to become doctors, get the PhDs and the MDs on your name, then that takes years of intentional mental learning and growing. Okay, you with me? I think you are. So here's what I say often: get all the degrees you want, but unless you commit to personal growth, you may have much, but enjoy it very little. So we encourage people to get in the grown zone so that you can live and love on purpose and be as intentional about that growth as you are about your learning in a particular industry. Okay? And then, y'all, there's the emotional learning, the emotional growing. That's the third, and it's the only one that's optional. Again, physically, just get here. Drink some water, eat, you're going to grow physically. Mentally, you're going to learn something, intentional or not. Emotional growth, now that's one that if you don't get intentional about, and this is where the personal growth comes in, and this is why it has to be intentional. If you are not intentional about learning more about you, learning more about interacting with people, and really developing those interactive skills and learning how people communicate, not just through words, because that's only 7% of what is really being what's registering when you're communicating with people. They're only paying attention to only 7% of your words are impactful. They're paying attention to your body language, your tone, and everything else. That's why things get so mixed up, especially in with emails and people really being left to their own devices to interpret. So if you're not learning on that front, then you're in trouble. And if you are not intentionally learning about how the world works, I said how the world works, because there is your world, your itty-bitty world. I know a lot of time it feels overwhelming. It feels like that's all there is. And if you're operating as if your itty-bitty world, although it is important to you, is the only thing, you're overwhelmed all the time. Because there is your world and there is the world. In the world, then that's where everybody's individual world is, that's where it lives. Now, if you're looking at the world, then you're not just looking at your world. You're looking at everybody around you. And if you're in relationship with somebody, you've got your world. They've got their world. If you've got some children, then you've got your world. Your mate's got their world. Your children now have their world, because your world operates between your ears. You have your own ecosystem. I'm just going to sit here for a moment and let that sit with you. We talk about the ecosystem of the world. We talk about climate changes and how things continue to change. We talk about all those things. But how about you? You. You have your own ecosystem. I ask the question, are you driving the circumstances in your life, or are they driving you? And the reality is, most people, even though they may not consciously understand it, their world is driving them. The circumstances in their world are driving them. All you got to do is listen to what people say, listen to their conversations, watch how they live. If people are miserable and constantly talking about the circumstances around them as if that's all there is, then they have not yet learned to control the circumstances in their lives. And a lot of times controlling them simply means accepting them, because you understand that some things just have to work themselves out, because you are not labeling life as good or bad. You recognize that things just are. And if you're recognizing that things just are, then that means that you get to choose your perspective on that thing, and it does not impact you in a negative way. You can allow that thing to ride out because you are working on your own personal growth. Let me tell you something. Things like resilience ought not be foreign to you. Resilience is a muscle. It's a muscle that most folk don't have a clue how to work, because circumstances don't come to take you out. They come to raise you up, but you have to know what to do in those circumstances. Now, if you go to grownzone.com, here's what you're gonna find. You don't need to go over there, because it ain't nothing. It's only a face page right now, but there's a whole lot happening behind the scenes. So I'm throwing it out there so you know to keep on going back. Because the Grown Zone is doing its thing. I have to get you where you're really dealing with that healing part, okay? So here's what I want to talk about right now. Right now I want to talk about that healing piece, because challenges are going to come. The quality of your life is only as good as you are healed. Healed from the challenges you've already experienced, and prepared, equipped to handle the challenges that are on the way, because the challenges will not stop coming, so you have to get better at handling them. You have to become better equipped for what's coming, and you can be prepared for whatever comes. So here's what I know for sure and what I teach. The first thing is that life happens. Life does not happen to me. Now I'm going to make this first. I'm going to put this on you. Life happens. Life does not happen to you. That's the first way you change your perspective and start to build your resilience muscle, so that when stuff happens, you are not looking at it going, look, as soon as I get it together, now look what happens. Do y'all remember that song? I almost let this be our song of the day. We've got a song of the day coming. Well, I almost let... You got to be old, as old as me to remember, though. Richard Dimples Field, If It Ain't One Thing, It's Another. I almost played that song, but it doesn't feel good at all. I couldn't even tolerate it for 5 minutes. The lyrics, do y'all remember? It's a crazy mixed up world. It's a dog eat dog world. Life is full of strife. People just aren't nice. Everybody's talking smack, running games on this and that. Y'all remember that? Racial resentment adds to discontentment. It's so negative. And then if you've got the long version, then when it gets to the end, then he's preaching. He's talking about, you know, making all that crap he's talking about, and how bad the world is, and, you know, how discouraged people are, and how discouraging the world is. And then he goes to the Bible and uses scriptures to make all that stuff work, make all that stuff fit. Okay. So I want to say one more thing on this becoming emotionally proficient, and I have to do this. Religion, because emotional growth, I put spiritual growth in there. Spiritual growth, because as you learn about the world and how the world works, and I mean how, you know, everything is energy, and you are just this big ball of energy. So when you understand how your world and the world are to align, and that you're never in conflict with one another, but that you're actually working in unison, and the world wants the best for you, the universe wants as best for you as you want for yourself, but you are the one who needs to align, not the universe. But once you understand this, the universe will conspire with you. Now, if this is too deep for you, then hell, that's all the more reason for you to stay with me. Go back and listen to some Grown Zone shows. That's what we do over here. We grow you up. Okay? So let me go back to challenges. Here's the second thing I want you to understand about challenges. They are purposeful. Challenges are purposeful. And what matters when challenges show up is not the challenge, it's how you treat them. When a challenge shows up, when life doesn't seem to be going right, how you treat that thing when it shows up is going to determine how long it sticks around or how long you stay in it. Because a challenge can flow through you, or you can pitch camp and make a house for it, make it comfy, give it a beverage, and allow it to stick around longer. How you treat it determines how long it sticks with you. All right. Life, this is the third point, life is supposed to change. Somehow folk ain't told you that. Somehow you got the message that life is supposed to be just this easy breezy, you're supposed to know exactly what to do all the time. No, you are here to learn and to grow. So life comes and throws you some challenges. look at, when that happens, look at that as the universe saying it's time to learn something new. Not, see, as soon as I get this, it's so, look how bad things get. You can never really get comfortable because the government is going to come and they're going to change things, or these people are going to lay you off, or these, look, maybe it's time for you to create your own economy. You don't know why that challenge is coming, but you need to treat it better. You need to treat every challenge well when it shows up. It's coming to teach you. It's coming to refine you. It's coming to make you better. So life is supposed to change, sometimes in the most unexpected ways. And regardless of those changes, y'all, I'm still supposed to enjoy life. Now I'm going to turn it on you. You are still supposed to enjoy life. Now, whatever you are, you're a magnet. If you live life the way I'm talking to you, then you have more of the same, where stuff is coming, but you just like a wave. You getting on that thing and you riding that wave. A, because you've been working that resilience muscle, and you know that it don't matter what this wave is, I'm going to ride this puppy, I'm going to learn as I go, and I'm going to grow as a result. I am not afraid of what life throws because I am equipped, and challenges come to equip me all the better. Change is supposed to happen. All change. If change is happening in your life, and some of you, look, let me tell you something. Get ahead of change. You see something happening. You see, if you haven't taken the temperature at the places you work and you recognize some changes are happening and you are not on the front end of that change, don't be surprised when the pink slip comes your way. Or if the pink slip comes your way and you have prepared, then you're like, yeah, baby, something better is upon me. It's upon me. It's on the horizon because I am prepared for this and I'm ready. Life is taking me in a new direction. If that man comes in right now and says, baby, this has been a good 12-year run, but I just don't want this no more. You ain't going to be looking to tie no noose around your neck. You're going to look at him and say, you know what? Not exactly what I was expecting. I wasn't looking forward to this at all. But are you sure this is what you want? If you tell me you don't want this anymore, I will honor your wishes. And I'm going to get fixed on what life has for me. I know I'm talking to a lot of y'all right now. Because somebody done told you that when you invest 12 years, then that's an investment and you can't just let it go. Well, I'm telling you it's an opportunity to live a different kind of life. And 2 years down the line, you're going to be thanking him or her. Okay, now let me give you this last point. And then I'm going to a music break. And then I'm coming back. So sit tight. The last point is things happen as they ought. All things happen just as they're supposed to happen. Now, you might say, well, but if I knew, if it happened because if I had done something different, then it wouldn't have happened this way. Yeah, if you hadn't, but you didn't. So things happen as they are. Learn to embrace what is before you. Accept what is. When you accept what is, then you are prepared to move into a newness, to move into doing something different, to learn. You have learned from what was. You can accept and embrace whatever changes come. Things happen as they are. I can't tell you how many things I've been able to move through quicker. When something comes up and it seems like something that I should be able to complain about, look, this is an injustice. I could look at it and say, this is an injustice. Or I could say, thing has happened. There's nothing I can do about it. I can embrace it as this is exactly what ought to be happening in this moment for whatever reason, and I don't need to understand it in this moment, but I do need to accept it, and then I can allow that thing to pass through me and I can get on with the rest of what life has for me. Okay? So when we come back off this music break, then we're going to get into the growing part, because the growing part is really about self-love. And self-love is an identification and purging of all the things you do to hold yourself back. And a lot of times that also means accepting and tolerating what other people are doing in your life. and many of you might say doing to you, but I won't allow you to embrace that somebody's doing anything to you. Nobody does anything to you. Everything that happens is happening for you, okay? All right. This is, and I'm going to have to cut the song short, y'all. I realize that because I don't have much time, but I really want to play this. It's Until by Raheem Devon, because this is how so many people feel in life when life is happening. So listen, and I'll be right back.
Now, to understand the struggle, to understand paying dues, and the pain of my people, your people, all around the globe, you gotta feel me. It's in the music. Use it.
What you know about juggling jobs and struggling hard and chasing dreams? What you know about having no being due and no blame made. What you know about sacrificing all your wants for all your needs? What you know about loving your child just to find out that ain't your
pain?
Dodging them cops to make ends meet. What you know about the lights being off, the gas being off, and no food to eat? What you know about Goodwill clothes while your friends dress fly in junior high? What you know about grandma's words when she said, one day, boy, you gon' shine? No, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Raheem Devon, Until. Now, that could be a theme song for a whole lot of people, because people like to be able to say, my struggle is bigger than yours. Well, we have different struggles, but nobody's struggle is any bigger than the next person. And there is somebody who knows exactly what you've been through, what you're going through. So part of that self-love is to not give the struggle that much praise. Come on now, somebody. Don't give the struggle that much praise. In fact, focus on what that challenge has come to teach you, so that it is not, so that it's not a struggle, rather a step We're supposed to have just be stepping upward all the more because you're learning from every challenge, getting better about everything that life throws, and you become proficient at living the life you were given, at playing the cards you were dealt, from how you got here, the circumstances you were born in, to where you
until you know.
All right. Sorry, y'all. Okay. So becoming all the more at living the life you're intended to live. So why are you here? To learn, to heal, and to grow. When you learn, heal, and grow, then those things increase your capacity to love. The better you get at loving, the better quality of love you can attract, and the easier and more enjoyable life you will live. All right, that's all I have time. Thanks for joining me today. Alfred and I will be back here next week together. I miss my baby when he's gone, but we will be back here next week. Join us live. Until then, live and love in the Grown Zone.
Because you never know what life is going to take you, and you can't change where you've been. But today, I have the opportunity to choose. Here I am now looking at 30 and I got so much to say. Gotta get this off of my chest, I gotta let it go today. I was always too concerned about what everybody would think. But I can't live for everybody, I gotta live my life for me, yeah. I've reached a fork in the road of my life, and nothing's gonna happen to us. That I can be,
I choose
to be authentic in everything
I do.
My past don't dictate who I am,
I choose,
yeah. I'd have been through some painful things I thought that I would never make it through. Filled up with shame from the top of my head to the soles of my shoes. I put myself in so many chaotic circumstances. By the grace of God, I've been given so many second chances. But today I decided to